Title: Compact Hooks for DJ Friendly Structures Advanced. Alright, welcome back. This is an advanced composition lesson for drum and bass in Ableton Live, and we're focusing on one thing that separates cool ideas from DJ weapons. Compact hooks for DJ friendly structures. Because here's the reality, DJs need predictable phrasing, clean intros and outros, and obvious mix points. The crowd, meanwhile, needs moments they can remember instantly. The solution is a compact hook. A 1-2 bar motif that hits like a logo, repeats without getting annoying, and can be muted, filtered, chopped, or teased without breaking the grid. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a DJ-friendly DNB arrangement around 172 BPM, with a proper intro and outro, a hook that appears as a tease before the drop, a drop identifier, and a variation that keeps the second half or second drop feeling fresh. And we're doing it using mostly Ableton stock devices. Let's build this the way DJs actually experience music, in phrases. Step 0, set your grid for DJ logic. Do this first, even if it feels boring, because it unlocks everything else. Set your tempo to 172 BPM. Turn on fixed grid. Use 1 bar and 1/4 note grid for editing. Now go to arrangement view and place locators every 16 bars. Think in clean chunks. Intro, build, drop 1, breakdown, drop 2, outro. For example, bars 1 to 17 intro, 17 to 33 build, 33 to 65 drop 1, 65 to 81 breakdown, 81 to 113 drop 2, and 113 onward outro. Teacher note, this isn't just about neatness. In drum and bass, phrasing is the language. If your track speaks in 16 and 32 bar sentences, DJs trust it. If it rambles, they avoid it. Step 1. Pick a hook lane. And remember this phrase. The hook lives in the mids. Compact hooks usually sit roughly between 250 Hz and 4K. That's where they cut through on big systems and still read on small speakers. Create a new MIDI track and name it Hook. There are a few hook types you could choose. A mid-bass riff, a jungle or rave stab in simpler, a vocal chop, or a resampled neuro-talky thing. For this lesson, we'll go with a mid-hook using Waveatable, because it's stock, flexible, and easy to vary without rewriting the idea. Step 2. Build a 1-bar motif that loops like a logo. Your target is 1 bar, sometimes 2, but 1 bar is the discipline. You want something that still feels intentional when it repeats 16 times in a row. Start with rhythm before notes. In 4/4 at 172, place hits that feel syncopated but stable. A good starting map is hits around beat 1, then a couple of pushes in the first half of the bar, and a hit near the end to close the loop. You can think, a hit on the downbeat, another on the end, something slightly later for tension, then a last hit to set up the repeat. Now keep the pitch set minimal. 2 or 3 pitches max. Root, flat 7, and 5th is a classic DNB vocabulary for a reason. If you're in a minor, that could be A, G, and E. Keep the notes short, like 8ths or 16ths, and maybe give the final hit a slightly longer tail so the bar feels finished. Quick test. Mute your drums for a second. If the pattern doesn't still feel like something, it's not a hook yet. A hook should have identity even before the drums do their thing. Step 3. Sound design a hook that survives a club mix. This is where a lot of advanced producers accidentally sabotage themselves. They make a hook that sounds massive solo, but it dies the second the full drums and sub come in. So we're going to design it like a mix safe stamp, not a lead synth moment. On the hook track, load Waveatable. Start simple. A saw or sawish wave. Add unison, maybe 2 to 4 voices. Small detune, like 10 to 20%. Then use a low pass filter, 24 dB slope. Set cutoff somewhere around 250 to 800 Hz as a starting range, because we'll automate it later. Add a bit of drive on the filter, a few dB, just to give it weight. Then add saturator. Analog clip mode is a solid choice. Drive around 3 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Then trim the output so you're not just getting louder equals better. Then EQ8, high pass around 100 to 150 Hz. This is non-negotiable. Your hook does not get to live in the sub lane. If it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400. If it needs presence, a wide gentle boost around 1.5 to 3K is often the sweet spot. Then a compressor or glue compressor to stabilize it. Ratio around 2 to 1. Attack 10 to 30 milliseconds so you don't kill the transient. Release auto or around 100 milliseconds. You're just aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction so it behaves. Then utility. Be careful with width. You might go a little wider, but keep it club-proof. The moment your hook relies on extreme stereo, you're gambling with mono compatibility and with what happens when a DJ is blending two tracks. Extra coach note, commit early to a frequency job description. Sub is fundamental, maybe a touch of second harmonic. Hook is mid-range articulation and rhythm. Tops are excitement and air. If you don't decide this, you'll keep adding layers that all fight for the same space, and the drop will feel smaller, not bigger. Step 4. Make it DJ-friendly with hook placement across 64 bars. Now we arrange like a DJ expects, but we keep the listener engaged. A proven 64-bar drop structure goes like this. First 16 bars, hook full. Second 16, hook reduced, like call and response. Third 16, hook full plus a variation. Fourth 16, hook full, but you start an exit strategy like filtering, spacing, or a subtle reduction so the next phrase transition is clean. When I say reduced, you've got options. You can remove a couple hits so the snare has more room. You can keep only the last stab each bar, or you can automate a high pass so the hook becomes more texture than statement. Teacher tip, DJs don't just need sections. They need energy shapes that still respect the grid. So inside every 16, plan tiny micro resets every 8 bars, a 1-beat mute, a small filter tick, 1 bar where the hook drops out for half a bar. Little resets let the hook repeat longer without fatigue. Step 5. Create tease versions for intro and build. Minimal but recognizable. This is how you foreshadow the drop without ruining your clean intro. Duplicate your hook track and name it hook tease. On this tease version, high pass more aggressively like 300 to 600 Hz. Add auto filter, a gentler low pass, and automate the cutoff slowly opening over time. Add hybrid reverb with a small room vibe, decay around 1 to 2.5 seconds, a bit of pre-delay, and keep it subtle, like 10 to 25% wet. Optionally, add a dotted eighth delay or quarter delay, filtered so it stays airy. And super important, keep the intro drums DJ clean. Hats and percussion are fine. Avoid heavy bass content, and don't blow your best impact sounds before the drop. Your intro is a runway, not the explosion. Step 6. Make 3 variations from one hook, without writing a new hook. This is the advanced mindset. Variation comes from rhythm edits, automation, and arrangement choices, not from constantly composing new motifs. Variation 1. A rhythm switch. Duplicate the 1-bar MIDI clip and move one hit earlier by a 16th. Then add a tiny pickup note in the last 16th before the loop restarts. That pickup is a classic way to make the loop feel like it's leaning forward. Variation 2. Call and response with the drums. Over 2 bars, keep bar 1 full, then in bar 2 remove the downbeat hit and leave only the offbeats. That creates breathing room for the snare and makes the groove feel more conversational. Variation 3. Filter or FX identity. Automate the wave-eatable filter cutoff so it opens slightly at the end of a phrase. Automate saturator drive up 1 or 2 dB in the last couple bars of a 16-bar block, or nudge reverb wetness up 5 to 10% only at the phrase endings. A key DNB trick. Do the bigger variation at bar 33 of the drop, the second half. DJs feel that lift instantly, but the structure still stays perfectly mixable. Advanced variation add-ons if you want extra sauce. Try motif rotation by keeping the same notes but changing velocity accents every 4 or 8 bars, so the perceived downbeat shifts. You can even add the velocity MIDI effect with a tiny random amount to add life. Or do register swaps. Keep the motif but move 1 or 2 response hits up an octave on bar 2. Or negative space edits. Stop the hook for exactly an eighth or a quarter right before a snare, then return. That gap creates impact without adding clutter. Step 7. Resample the hook to make it compact and punchy. This is the advanced workflow where the hook becomes a record-like object. Freeze and flatten the hook track, or record it into a new audio track called Hook Resamp using resampling as the input. Record 8 bars with your automation and variations. Then tighten it, warp it appropriately. If it's stabby, Beats Mode can work. If it's more complex, Complex Pro can be safer. Consolidate into clean 1-bar chunks, so you have hook tiles you can place anywhere. Now add transient control with drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15, boom usually off because we don't want sub behavior here, and push transients up, maybe plus 5 to 20, but watch for clickiness. Add movement with autopan, keep it subtle. Amount 10 to 25%, rate half bar or 1 bar. Phase at 0 degrees gives more tremolo style movement, 180 gives more stereo sway. Then check mono, add utility at the end, keep width sane, and actually toggle mono occasionally. If the hook disappears in mono, It's not club-proof. Extra sound design teacher note. If you need more bite without making the main hook harsh, make a parallel edge layer. Duplicate the hook or send it to a return. High pass it up around 700 or 1K. Saturate it. Maybe the whisper of erosion, and blend it super low, like so low you barely notice it until you mute it. That's how you get presence on small speakers without wrecking the mix. Step 8. Integrate with sub and drums. This is the space contract. Put your sub on its own track. Operator with a sine wave is perfect. Low pass it around 120 to 180 Hz. Sidechain it from kick and or snare depending on your style. On hook track, keep that high pass around 100 to 150. And here's the big one. Check the hook against the snare transient, not the kick. In many DNB mixes, the snare is the anchor that reveals masking. Do a quick test. Loop two bars with full drums. Toggle the hook on and off. If the snare loses crack when the hook plays, fix that first. Either carve a little EQ pocket in the hook around where the snare bites, often in the upper mids, or sidechain the hook lightly from the snare. A couple dB of gain reduction, with a fast attack and a medium release, can make the snare feel like it's punching through the hook instead of fighting it. Now let's cover common mistakes so you can avoid the classic traps. Mistake 1. The hook is too long, like 4 to 8 bars. Then it's not an identifier. Keep it 1 to 2 bars. Mistake 2. Too much low end in the hook. It clashes with the sub and kills headroom. Mistake 3. No tease version, so the drop feels disconnected from the intro and build. Mistake 4. Every phrase is full intensity, so the hook turns into fatigue instead of identity. Mistake 5. Over-widening, which collapses weirdly in mono. Mistake 6. Ignoring 16 and 32 bar logic, making transitions feel off and harder to mix. If you're going darker or heavier, here are a few pro approaches. Add tiny tension moves like a minor second grace note, just a quick bite. Use negative space to create aggression. Hit hard, then leave gaps so the drums feel heavier. Use resonant filtering, with a subtle sweep over 8 or 16 bars to add dread without extra notes. Layer texture, not melody. Quiet noise layers or filtered break bits can add grit without stealing attention. And distort in stages. Light saturation, eck, transient shaping, then gentle soft clipping. That's how you get loudness and character without turning into fizz. This audio version is shortened for playback.